Sharks swim in the Simpsons' flooded lounge as Homer, carrying the whole family, jumps to the sofa on water skis and gets his legs bitten off. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. At Moe's.
Hi, Mo. Got any beer?
Sure, check in the fridge. Wait a minute, I'm at work. You gotta pay for it.
Where's my money?
Dear homie, had to buy diapers for Maggie. Love, Marge.
What?
Simpson.
Oh.
Dear Dad, took money for the school book fair.
Homer, I need cash or they're gonna break my legs.
Sorry, Homer.
So you're just gonna let me walk out of here sober?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
And you can live with that?
Uh-huh.
Fine. There are plenty other ways for me to alter my consciousness.
Homer drives up to a hilltop where a sign reads, Danger, Thin Air.
Oh, yeah.
At a pet shop, Homer licks some toads.
Are you going to buy those toads or just lick them?
Lick them. Go away.
Homer gives blood.
Thanks for the donation, Mr. Simpson. Do you feel okay?
Jewish? Oh, no, I'm not Jewish. Well, Mo sees how wasted I got without him. He's gonna plots.
You wouldn't serve Homer just because he didn't have money?
What happened to you, Mo? You used to be about the booze.
Yeah. I guess I got caught up in all the glitz and glamour.
Homer slinks in.
Well, Mo.
Homer, I'm so sorry. Have a free beer.
Oh. I don't care about the color of your skin, Lenny. You're my friend.
Man, I've never seen anybody get loaded so fast.
Homer, can you say the alphabet backwards?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Hey, I'm worried.
I've had just about enough of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, rats.
I'm out of here.
Hey, we can't let our friend drive like this. I'm liable here. Get his keys.
You want my keys? Get them now, jerks. So long, jerks.
Without his keys, Homer sits in the car and makes driving noises.
Running after the car, huh? Let's see if you can follow this.
Oh, that's it.
Mo hails a cab and throws Homer in it.
Where to, pal?
Mo's Tavern. Good morning, everybody. What's for breakfast, cutie?
Homie, it's 5 p.m. We're having dinner.
What? Wait a... That can't be right. Wait. Was last night the night we set the clocks ahead 8 hours?
No, it was the night you got loaded at Moe's and the car had to be towed home.
If I was that drunk, I would remember it.
It's true. I couldn't even wake you up for work this morning. I had to tell Mr. Burns you had violent diarrhea.
Oh, couldn't you come up with a less embarrassing lie?
But you did have violent diarrhea. Nobody open the hallway closet until I say it's okay.
Do you remember how you got home last night, Dad?
Of course. It was, some kind of a light rail.
There's no light rail in Springfield.
Oh, won't anyone pretend to believe me?
I will, Dad.
And that's why you're my favorite. All right, time for my favorite show.
MTC, Monkey Trauma Center, will not be seen tonight.
Oh.
So we may proudly present this much cheaper show.
Taxicab Conversations.
Hey, I read about this show in Teen Modern Maturity. They film passengers with hidden cameras and catch them at their most uninhibited.
That explains that.
Disco Stew steps out of a club and into a cab.
Looks like somebody got down tonight.
Disco Stew always gets down, baby. 'Cause when the beat is hot, the... Hey, can you keep a secret?
What is it, hon?
I hate disco. It's all I've talked about for so long that people think I'm a one-note guy. It's just getting harder, you know?
I had no idea Disco Stew was so complex.
How you doing?
Talky thing, ain't you?
Another proud moment for The Simpsons.
I don't remember anybody telling me I was going to be on TV.
So, what do you do for a living?
You know, I'm a guy at a place. How'd you get such a crappy job? You a convict or a junkie?
A little of both. You got a family?
Oh, yeah. Wife and 2 or 3 kids. Can't imagine my life without them.
No, you big fooler. Pretending not to remember so you could surprise us.
Yeah, pretty great. At the end of a hard day, there's no better feeling than coming home to the people you love.
Oh, homie.
That is so sweet.
I had no idea, Dad. I just assumed with all the stranglings, you know.
That my family isn't the center of my universe. Are you nuts? Then there's those other days where you just wish you never got married or had kids. Mm. One minute you're a carefree teenager with dreams of being a rock star or a photographer for Playboy. Then bam, some babe gets her claws in you. And boom, you got a bunch of kids that always needs love. So whammo, you get stuck in some boring job where they don't let you play guitar or take pictures of naked women. And all you can do is watch yourself get bald and fat and kiss your dreams goodbye. Oh, I can't believe they took Monkey Trauma Center off for this. Lousy family.
So, I'm just some babe who sank her claws into you.
A hot babe?
Oh!
Have you always resented us, Dad?
Oh, I don't resent you, sweetheart. What I was trying to say, and maybe I didn't use the right words, was that marriage is like a coffin, and each kid is another nail. But as coffins go...
Please don't say any more.
Sorry we ruined your life, Homer.
Left alone, Homer picks up a family photo.
Oh, what have I done?
Leaving work, Homer heads for his car when Marge and the kids drive up to him.
Get in!
What?
Get in!
Hey, what's this suitcase for? Are we going on a trip?
You are.
Where are you taking me?
A place where you'll never be bothered by your family again.
Homer panics as they drive past the mental institution, the slaughterhouse, and Santa's village. They reach some woods.
Get out of the car, Homer.
You can't just leave me out here. There's not another woman for miles.
Sorry, Dad. Maybe now you'll appreciate us.
While you're spending the week at...
Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
The Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. But I thought you guys were mad at me. For once in my life, I'm confused.
We had a family meeting and decided that even though what you said about us was incredibly thoughtless and hurtful, you had a point.
Damn straight.
You work a job you don't like, so I'm able to be home with the kids.
And you take me places you hate, like museums, plays, and the Olive Garden.
And even though you knew I ratted you out to the IRS, you never busted me on it.
You what?
So to say thank you for all your sacrifices, we spent our family vacation fund on something that's just for you. Do you like it?
You guys are the best! I love you, I love you, I love you! Oh, I'm okay! I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you!
Homer and other middle-aged men are waiting in the darkened woods.
Hey, what gives? We're all the rock stars.
I don't know, but it's starting to get dark.
What was that?
Oh, it's getting closer!
In an explosion of smoke, two rockers appear on a stage.
Hello, campers!
How you doing?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God! It's Mick Jagger and Keith Richards!
Barney faints.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, where you'll experience the complete rock and roll lifestyle without the lawsuits and STDs.
Woo! STDs!
Now, you're all here for one reason.
To rock!
Who said that? That's right, Otto. We're here to rock!
So, get a good night's sleep and remember, rule number one, there are no rules.
Yeah!
Rule number two, no outside food.
What a jip. Hey, Mick, you gonna teach us your cocksure strut?
Not today. I've got a ton of paperwork to catch up on.
Ah, tell me about it. At my job, we... Oh, you're gone.
Hey, wake up!
Homer's already up.
Are you ready to receive professional training in rock?
You been awake all night?
I am so excited I couldn't fall asleep. I even took some pills I found on the floor and still nothing.
You took pills you found on the floor?
Uh-huh. Now I'm afraid that if I stop talking, I'll die. Isn't Mick cool? I thought he'd be all like, I'm a rock star, aren't I great? But he's just like you or me or Jesus over there.
People, if everyone's going to pick guitar, I'm not going to have enough to go round.
Oh, come on.
But there's lots of other fun instruments, like bass.
Elvis Costello picks one up.
Come on, who'd like to be a bass player?
Out of our way, nerdlinger.
My image.
Give me this dragon.
I'm telling Mr. Jagger.
I'm telling Mr. Jagger.
The clothes you wear on stage should be a defiant statement of individuality.
Like this, Mr. Kravitz?
God, no.
May we talk about accentuating the masculine area?
Did you hear that, people? Apu asked about crotch stuffing. Now, I don't do it. Kenny Loggins does.
I trusted you!
Intro to guitar slinging with Brian Setzer.
Now, a guitar has many, many nicknames. An axe, a git box. Well, I guess that's it. Anyway, we're going to start with the fundamentals. Playing a burning guitar with your teeth.
All right, fire! Mr. Seltzer?
Setzer.
No, I think it's Seltzer.
Oh. What is it, Homer?
I came up with a stage move I feel is very cool.
Homer swings his guitar by its cable, and it flies out of a window.
We've got to start using a cheaper oatmeal.
Sorry, Mick!
Simpson! Okay, strut, 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 spin, and rooster. Look, everyone, Homer's got it.
I'm so hot for me, I'm so hot for me, I'm so cold.
Okay, now, skoomer.
Mick steps on the spot whilst shaking his finger.
Everybody's naughty, and freeze, finish. And no matter where you are, always say it's the wildest town in the whole damn world.
So when you said it in Springfield last year, you didn't mean it?
Yeah, sure I did. But only because Springfield really is the wildest town in the whole damn world.
Yes, I knew it!
Springfield!
Lyrics are the hardest part of songwriting. But when you come up with something meaningful and heartfelt...
Boring!
Will you stop saying that?
But rock stars are supposed to be about drinking and getting drunk and boozing it up.
And girls that have legs and know how to use them.
And why I can't drive 55.
You just want mindless generic rock?
Precisely.
Tom Petty strikes a power chord.
See that drunk girl speeding down the street?
Yeah!
She's worried about the state of public schools.
Boo!
She likes to party. She likes to rock.
Yeah!
She prays that our schools don't run out of chalk.
Escaping to the limo.
Getting away from the gig can be a matter of life and death. So you've got to be in great physical shape.
Keith smokes his cigarette.
Okay, follow me.
Cardboard obstacles block their way.
Paparazzi to the left.
I got him. I'm entitled to a private life. I'm not a role model and so forth.
Good, Homer. Now, just pass the groupies and we're home.
I love you. Please sleep with us.
They all make out with the cardboard groupies.
They're bloody cardboard.
We know.
Homer sets fire to his guitar, then stage dives onto the rock camp teachers.
Well, what do you think?
You rock, Homer.
Really? You really think I'm better than you?
That was great, homie.
What the hell are you doing here?
Camp is over, Homer.
It's been a week already?
I'm glad you had fun, but it's time to come home.
Your mother's right, Homer. Gotta get back to the real world.
Yeah, we've all got to get home. My lawn's not going to mow itself.
And I've got to put up the storm windows. Winter's coming.
Wait, don't go. I want to keep on rocking. Come on, guys. A one, a ship.
I'll take that.
No!
It came with a pick.
Homer's clinging to a tree.
I won't go! You can't make me!
Dad, you knew this day was coming!
I knew nothing!
Ugh! Stop kicking me, Dad!
Never! My dream has been shattered into shards of a broken dream. I was so close to being a rock star, but now there's a chance it might not happen. I'll just have to settle for being a fat, bald, fat nothing.
Finally. Can we go now?
Now, before I lock the door, do you have to go to the bathroom?
No, I'm fine.
I'm so despondent.
Cheer up, Homer. It's only rock and roll camp.
But I like it.
Mick and Keith share a glance.
Tell you what, we're doing a benefit gig before we leave town. How would you like to join us on stage?
For serious?
For serious, Homer.
Can I have 40 guest passes?
Mick nods.
Woohoo! Wow, all access. All access. Good thing it's laminated.
Sir, you can't!
All access!
Oh, sorry.
Homer strolls past the queue to the men's toilets and enters the women's toilets.
All access!
Oh, nice. Wow, Homer! I ain't had front row seats since my Mooney wedding!
And after the show, you can come backstage for pizza and pop!
All right!
Now that's a winning combination!
Here you go! Front and center!
I'm so proud of you, homie. It's like you're Kid Rock, and I'm Pamela Anderson Lee Rock.
Yay! Oop, gotta run. Enjoy the show.
Backstage.
Okay, let's see the eyes.
Now the fire!
Flames shoot out of a big devil's head.
Thanks, mate.
Couldn't you find a more fuel-efficient Satan?
Lenny, don't you have a crotch to stuff?
Evening, fellow rockers.
There you are. We thought we were going to have to go on without you.
I'm ready. Just give me a guitar. How many solos should I do? Four? I'll do four.
Homer, you didn't think you were going to be playing with...
My official tour jacket! Look at... Wait. You misspelled Guitar Hero.
Look, sorry if there's been a misunderstanding, Homer. We really just need you to tap the mics and say, test, test.
Can't you do it?
Keith's affronted.
Oh. Okay. So I'll, okay.
A dejected Homer walks out onto the stage.
Look, there's Dad!
Woo, yay, Homer!
I'm his groupie. Am I saying that right, groupie? Yeah!
He steps up to the mic.
Test.
Why is he performing the duties of a roadie? Am I saying that right? Roadie?
Test, test, check, check.
Hey, he's not rocking out at all!
Test. Test, test, you're testing my love for you. Check, check, you're checking to see if I'm true. Test one, test two, test me, test four. You test me like the water in El Salvador.
Woo! El Salvador!
What's all this, then?
He's stealing the show from us.
Not on my shift. Let's rock and roll!
The rockers climb aboard the big devil's head and drive onto the stage where Homer's swinging his guitar.
Uh-oh.
The devil's head shoots flames at Homer as it chases him round the stage. The audience cheers.
Oh, yeah, it's good to see the spectacle back in rock.
The audience scampers as Mick loses control of the vehicle, which crashes off the stage and bursts into flames. Later, the devil's head wreckage is being towed away.
Did you know it was going to turn into a riot, Dad?
Oh, yeah. When you've been in as many as I have, you can sense them coming.
Did they ever find Tom Petty's toe?
What am I to lost and found?
There's no excuse for our horrible behavior tonight, Homer.
We acted like a bunch of angry young men.
You know, rock and roll is supposed to be about peace and love.
I hope you won't judge the entire Brian Setzer Orchestra by my actions.
What we're trying to say, Homer, is we're sorry. By the way, I don't suppose any of you have seen my,
No, sorry.
Oh.
There's no need for apologies, guys. You're rock stars. You're supposed to be reckless and destructive. and be celebrated for behavior that would land normal people in jail.
That's what I told him, Homer. But just the same, we'd like to make it up to you.
We're doing a gig tomorrow to benefit the victims of tonight's gig, and we consider it an honor if you join us.
Well, you're very sweet, Mick, but the only rocking I want to do is in my living room chair, surrounded by the world's greatest backup group, my family.
Driving to school in the Big Devil's Head.
Are you sure you don't miss hanging out with your rock star friends, Dad?
Nah, I got something to remember them by. Have fun at school, kids.
Later, Homer.
Mr. Simpson, this zone is for school buses only.
Homer torches Skinner's clothes.
Rock and roll! Woo-hoo!